Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Let's go to Werribee. Leo Schlinks, our man there from News Limited. Morning, Leo.
Good morning, Andrew, and apologies in advance for the very blustery reception you might get down here.
Bit windy very at Werribee, windy is it?
This morning. Yes, it is.
Oh, very windy this get morning. Rid of. We're hopefully being down there on Friday, so let's just hope that the wind has gone by then. Mate, there's so much happening around this field, and it's now likely that Soul Impact, the second of the Japanese horses, which was number 29 in the Caulfield Cup order of entry, it's a very strong chance of making this field.
Wow, he's been out working this morning, and along with the other Japanese horse here, Chestnut Cope. They're in the second barn, the American barn. They've both been out on the track, and Yuga Kawada was here to ride Chestnut Cope this morning. Team Japan is unified as I'm looking at them right now, and they've only just come in off the track. So we'll go and catch up with them and to get their assessment of where they stand in the Caulfield Cup order and also the way they work this morning.
Yeah, final field should only be maybe a few minutes away. We'll wait and see. But what have you heard about him, mate? I don't know whether you've heard much, given that we probably weren't thinking Soul Impact was going to make it.
Well, it looked like until probably this morning, Andrew, that he was having to go to Geelong Cup next week, and that was about where it started and finished. So, but they were a part of that. They arrived on that Monday, so they went into this barn on their own, basically, and with a few other horses there now, Red Burdens with them there. But, yeah, very little so far, and I hope to get a better idea this morning when we chat to the connections here.
Yeah, understand. Of the other internationals that you've seen going towards the Caulfield Cup that are still there, obviously we've just learnt that, you know, Soundcheck's gone to Flemington for Mike Moroney and the like. Godolphin, how are they looking towards the Caulfield Cup from a Sayed Bin Sarour point of view?
He was very happy this morning with Best Solution. Said this is the race they've been planning on for a long time now, that this is the perfect race for him. Hoping there'll be a touch of moisture around. There was a bit that went through Melbourne overnight, and there's the potential for more over the next 48 to 72 hours. He couldn't be happy with the horse. He said he's had his blowout here. He did his main pieces of work back in Newmarket. Very happy with the horse. It was just light exercise this morning, as it was for the majority of horses from down in the Newminster barn. But to sum it up, he's very happy with the horse.
Well, we know that he's in Hood. You know, he's had that winner on Saturday, Sayed Bin Sarour, so you just can't rule out. Has Pat Cosgrove stayed back to ride the horse in the Cup?
Yes, he has. And in terms of the Caulfield Cup, Andrew, he rates this horse very similarly to All the Good, who won it for him in 2008. He thinks that this horse might be slightly better, but he thinks that if he can sit somewhere close on Saturday, that will suit him perfectly.
Okay, so he's a bit of an on-pacer.
Yeah, he says that he's a type of horse who'll be suited by a solid tempo and likes to sit close. So we'll imagine he'd be in the first half dozen if they had their way.
Okay. Doretto is one for Andrew Balding that Dwayne Dunn's going to ride in the Cup. What are you hearing about this seven-year-old?
Really tough stayer. Probably had the best season of his career this year in Europe. I believe that Jerry Ryan and a few other local businessmen bought into him and as a joint venture to bring the horse out. Have to respect any horse that comes down from Andrew Balding's yard, but he's just a really versatile bit of a scrapper and capable of certainly capable of winning this race if things fell his way.
Okay. And just from other points of view, Withhold is one that we've spoken about in the past on this show. I understand Kieran McAvoy was there this morning.
Yeah, he made the dash, Andrew, from Caulfield across to Werribee to ride Withhold, and worked on the course proper and looked in great shape. And it looks like now, well, Geelong is possibly the option next for him to try and improve his position in the Melbourne Cup order of entry. But by all accounts, Kieran's very happy this morning. He's now gone, and the final lot of horses from the Vintage Crop Barn, got a couple down there for Aidan O'Brien and Joseph O'Brien. They're out on the track. So it's been an extremely busy morning down here.
Okay, I was just looking for that Melbourne Cup order of entry, which I've got. Where was Withhold now?
Withhold is 37.
Withhold is 36, yeah, 36. So, there's some horses above Count October. He's going to have to run, isn't he?
He will. Yeah, I don't think there's any choice now. So, and the other thing that was going on this morning, very busy for Racing Victoria stewards and veterinary staff, inspecting all the treatment books and running their eyes and over all the gallopers down here and in discussions with all the connections. So, the great news is that everything is checked out fine so far. We obviously know there's a few horses that are a bit sore. Emotionless out of the spring, of course, as you reported yesterday, but of the lot that are still surviving, everything's good.
Yep, understand. All right, well, we'll wait and see what unfolds with this final field. We may get it before we finish here in the next few minutes, otherwise closer to 10:30. Thanks for your time, mate, and I know you're not going to be there, but, mate, we look forward to hopefully broadcasting from Werribee on Friday. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.